Would you reach for your Bibles?
能不能拿起你的圣经？
I would like us to read Matthew 3:13 through 17 as the first portion. And I would like the Chinese readers, please, to read first. Matthew 3:13 through 17.
我们今天我们要读的第一部分圣经是马太福音第三章，要从十三节念到十七节，我们用中文来念。好，我们找到，我们就一起请。当下，耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰，要受他的洗。 约翰想要拦住他，我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？耶稣回答说：“你且许许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。”于是约翰取了他，耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。 从天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
Those who want to join me in English, we start at verse 13, please. But John tried to prevent him, saying, "I have need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answering said to him, "Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he permitted him. After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. And behold, a voice out of heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Amen. Brothers and sisters, while you are standing, if you'd place your Bibles down, I want you to copy my motions, okay?
弟兄姐妹们，当你们还站立的时候，你们可以把圣经先放下，然后你们注意看我的那个做的手势。
I picked the title
copy.
deliberately today with three words that I want you to show me now. And the words are leave, follow, and reach.
特别是有三个词需要你们特别注意的。今天第一个是离开，然后呢跟从跟随，然后呢进入，或者是达到。So
when I say leave, I want you to wave goodbye.
所以我们讲到离开的时候的挥手就是再见，再见。And
when I say follow, I want you to do this.
如果讲到跟随的时候，要做这样的动作，好像跟在后面的样子。And
when I say reach, I want you to reach like this.
如果讲到到达的话，我就希望做这样的手势。Okay,
so leave.
Leave. 我们离开，然后跟随，跟从。
And
然后我们到达。
Very good. Good. 请坐。
请坐。
As we have left Thanksgiving holidays behind, we now face the Christmas holidays and prepare ourselves to enter a brand new year just 22 days away from today.
所以我们过完了感恩节，然后我们就要迎来下面的圣诞节和新年，现在也就22天了。Perhaps
you are sad to leave this year.
有可能你很舍不得要离开，或者有点悲伤，感觉到要离开，这年要过去了。
Perhaps there are sad memories of losses, death of loved ones, hopes lost, dreams unfulfilled.
所以有可能在你的里面，这一年，你有可能失去了亲人，的悲痛，你还有一些希望没有达到破灭，或者希望还有一个什么梦想，我的梦想还没有成就。That's
good.
Yeah.
They're with you.
Thank you.
Perhaps you're glad to leave this year.
但有的可能说很高兴我们赶紧这年要过去了。
Maybe you have finished important goals and you want to turn your life pages to see what's next.
所以有可能你在这一年取得了你所要成就的，你可能很盼望能够进入下一年能够看有新的新的目标追求。
Regardless, leaving is always part of our life experiences.
不管怎么样，我们过去的一年总要过去，这也是我们生命里面当中不可避免的所要经历的。
Leaving is more than having a new calendar to write notes on.
所以我们过去的一年要过去，并不表示我们好像只是又有一个新的日历，让我们可以在上面做一些注解注词。
Leaving can sometimes offer a new start, a fresh beginning.
所以我们过去的一年就表示我们可能有一个新的一年的开始。
But if you're a person who's afraid of changes,
但如果你假如你是很不愿意有一些新的改变的话，
you may bring what I call a Bao mindset.
所以你可能会带到我常讲的一个是我的比较顽固的一个境界哈，也思想境界。
Business as usual.
相当于就是说，好像所有的事情都跟以前一样。
If you're in the only comfortable, no bad mindset,
如果你常常只是想要舒适不想要任何的一些挑战的话，
then can you please God with that?
然后你这样子的话，你觉得会讨神喜悦吗？
Basically, we know biblically that we must be willing to receive good and bad as the Lord allows in our life.
所以我们知道，我们从圣经里面，我们知道，我们一定要不但能够接受神的好的给我们的祝福，我们同时也要接受一些难处。
Because God has placed eternity in our hearts.
因为神他将他的永生永远放在我们每一个人的心里。
Will our heart long for more and deeper significance and intimacy with Him in the days ahead?
所以我们的心应该是渴慕前面的永远的非常重要的与他的同在。
Are we convinced that God's best is still ahead of us?
我们是不是很确信确认神他为我们预备的最好的还在前头？
And we will be reminded that God has hidden purposes in his heart of love, hidden purposes that he chooses often not to show us.
我们也常常在我们心里真是要能够记住神他有一个隐藏的旨意，他的隐藏旨意现在他还不想向我们完全的打开。
In the new year, authentic, what I call real Christians are going to follow the wisdom of God from his word and the Holy Spirit's guidance.
所以我讲在如果新年的来到之际，我讲如果是真正的基督徒的话，他们是很愿意来靠着神的话还有圣灵来引导他们走进入这新的一年。
And God wants to change or transform our lives. He wants to change our character, our habits, our words, our deeds, and our values so that we look like and sound like and appear more like Christ than ever before.
因为神他就是要我们能够心意而更新，不但是从我们的品格上面，还有我们的习惯上面，还有我们的言语方面，也包括我们所行的，都要我们能够越来的越像主耶稣基督。
So he repeats, cooperate with me.
所以我们在这里真是讲到的，我们要与神合作。
What do I really believe beyond my words and my observations and my motives? What do we really believe when we come down to daily living?
如果讲到我们真正的我们相信的话除了我们嘴上所讲的，或者我们里面心里所想的，或者我们一些动机真是到我们每天生活中怎么样看到我们是真正的相信的。
Somebody said, show me your calendar and show me your wallet and I'll show you what you're likely becoming.
所以有人曾这样说，你如果给我看你的怎样的日程的安排， 还有你的啊怎样使用你的钱财的话，我会告诉你，你大概会将来会成为什么样的人。
How will we use our time, and how will we reuse our financial resources? That will tell people or show people what we really believe.
所以我们真正的我们怎样啊用我们的时间，还有怎样用我们的钱财的话，真正才会说明啊你到底里面相信的是什么。
And I could add.
那么我呢也会加另外一条。
Show me who you love to hang out with, and I'll tell you who you might become.
所以你如果告诉我你喜欢和哪些样的人在一起的话，我会告诉你，你可能会成为，你会成为什么样的人。
And so, we are poised to be expectant of God working.
所以我们是在这里啊、面对着。怎样啊、神在我们里面做工。
And the opposite of fear is faith.
我们知道在我们的恐惧的另一面是我们的真正的信心。
Now as Jesus prepares in this passage, as he prepares to leave Galilee, to leave heaven, he's getting ready to leave Galilee.
刚才我们在读到的圣经里面是讲到我们的主耶稣他离开从天上下来然后要准备、到了加利利。
And the question that comes up is what does Jesus leave?
我们在这里问题是耶稣他所离开的是什么？
Well, he left heaven to come to earth. That's the Christmas message.
他从天上来到地上，这是我们圣诞节的、这个好消息。
So now he's leaving Galilee.
这个时候又讲到，这是他离开加利利。
He's leaving 30 years as a son and a community person and a family member.
他说他是已经是30年是在家里面居住在家里面这个地方还有他的职业。
He's leaving an excellent carpenter trade, and we know he was excellent because the people who watch him says he does all things excellently.
我们知道他曾经是一个非常好的木匠，非常好的木匠。所以说到他的工作的时候，他的工作是非常非常的棒。
Perhaps Jesus is leaving a comfortable life, a life with security.
有可能他所离开的，他离开加利利的时候，有离开一个很舒适的一个生活的环境。
But Jesus's life goal is never comfort or security.
耶稣他自己的生活的目标从来不是为了舒适或者为了有安全感。
His life goal is to please his Father at any cost.
所以他生活的目标，他生命的目标就是要讨神的喜悦，不管要付什么样的代价。
And so he is ready to leave his personal agenda.
所以他愿意放下他自己所自己的事情。
And he's ready to follow his Father's new leadings.
所以他愿意跟随天父的引导。
And he's going to reach out to forgive the sins of the world.
所以他要来这里拯救要拯救，要释放这个罪。
And he's going to reach out to purchase his bride, the Church of Christ.
因为他是要来到这里，他要来买赎，将他的教会，他的心腹买赎回来。
So the man on the cross is not Santa Claus.
所以我们在这里讲的人在那个这个十字架上面的不是圣诞老公公。
He is the savior of the world.
他是我们世界的救主。
And so John the Baptist now is calling as people come to the Jordan River. He's calling them to leave their lives of sin, repeatedly sinning, not wanting to change. Leave that life of sin, come and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins.
所以在这里施洗约翰在这里所呼召的是要人们都能够在回转悔改不再在那个最终的生活然后来到这里愿意接受施洗。
So Jesus leaves Galilee, and Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, is 700 feet below sea level and is therefore the lowest lying freshwater lake on all the earth.
讲到耶稣离开加利利的时候，那里啊有一个啊叫加利利海。那个加利利海呢，它是在比海拔以下大概700英尺的样子，它是世界上最大的一个淡水湖。
Galilee has no natural harbors, and its low elevation is surrounded with steep hills that can quickly break into unpredictable storms.
这个加利利海由于它的地形它是低于海拔那么多，它而且也没有很好的一个自然港口避风港，所以它周围的很高的山的围绕着它，叫暴风雨常常的很瞬时间就会过来。
How many fisher people do I have in here?
这里我们有多少人是渔民的？
You like to fish.
或者说你愿意钓喜欢钓鱼的？
How many of you like to eat fish?
有多少人喜欢吃鱼啊？有多少人喜欢吃鱼
？Okay, okay. The Sea of Galilee was famous for a variety of fish and lots of fish.
所以这个加利利海它是最著名的，就是有很多很多的鱼，各种各样的鱼。
It was a body of water that would make fishermen rich.
也就是这个加利利海它使渔民们能够致富。
And because it was a body of water that could pay money, those who lived there and fished there were very reluctant to leave it.
是，就是因为这个加利利海能够使人致富，所以住在那一带的人，他们很不愿意离开那个地方。
And so when Jesus goes back after his baptism, goes back to Galilee, he calls his first four disciples.
所以当耶稣他离开加利利，到了约旦河受洗完之后，他还回到加利利，在那里呼召了有四个门徒。
They were two pairs of brothers.
他们实际上是两对兄弟。
Simon Peter and his brother Andrew.
西门彼得和他的兄弟安德烈。
And then James and his brother John, all fishermen.
还有雅各和他的兄弟约翰，他们四个人都是渔民。
And he looked at them, and he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people."
所以耶稣看着他们四个人说：“你来跟从我，我要叫你得人，得人如得鱼一样。”
Follow me, and I will train you.
他说：“你来跟从我，我来训练你。”
Follow me, and I will show you.
你来跟从我，我让你看到。
Follow me, and I will equip you with opportunities to fish for people.
所以来跟从我，我来给你有机会，能够怎样来想得人。
And instead of filling your nets with fish for paychecks,
我们而不是像以前一样的来捕鱼，然后来得到你养生之物。
Leave your nets, follow me, and reach out to serve the living God, my Father.
所以把自己的渔网放下来，然后来跟从耶稣，来服侍这位天上的父神。
So a question that we can ask ourselves is this: If God calls us to leave our familiar and comfortable positions to serve him.
如果神，我们的问题是在这样，如果神在这里呼召你，愿意叫你要放下你所熟悉的，你舒适的环境，要来跟随他的时候。
Are we available to follow him?
我们是不是可以来跟随他呢？
If obeying God is our top priority, it increases our chances of saying yes.
因为如果我们确确实实是顺服神的话，那么会给我们的答案是朝向说，我们答应。
But if comfort and security and self-absorption is our lingering condition, then we will probably say no.
当然，如果我们自己是我们很喜欢舒适或者很喜欢一个安全的地方，包括我们自己常常沉醉在自我陶醉当中的话，我们大概会回答是说不愿意。
Have you noticed in the Word of God, Jesus always says yes to God's will?
我们有没有注意到，特别我们主耶稣基督，他对神的话，他总是说是的，他愿意。
And undergoing water baptism is not necessary for Jesus to do, because he's sinless, the only sinless one ever born. He doesn't have to undergo water baptism.
讲到耶稣，他要受啊、受这个啊、水的洗，这个并不是他必须要做的，因为他是唯一的一位是没有罪的人。
But Jesus knows if he will submit himself.Even though he doesn't need water baptism, he will demonstrate that being willing to submit to God's plan is going to bring into cohesiveness or into unity the purposes of God, and he wants to do this.
因为当然耶稣他知道，他如果去这样施洗的表示他的顺服的时候，他能够将神要拯救的旨意完全完完全全的能够在这里显明出来。而且能够给众人看。
I have seen many people baptized.
我也看到这许多的人啊、受洗。
My sons, none of my six grandchildren yet. They're young, but I've seen many kids at Bible camp and other places and adults baptized, water baptism, and so have you.
我看到许多受洗，包括我的儿子。虽然我的六个这个孙辈还没有，但是我在。一些青少年人的营地的时候，他们有许多受水的洗。
And their reasons for baptism vary. There's lots of different reasons.
当然，我们讲到为什么要受受这个水洗呢？水的洗礼呢？当然有可以说出来许许多多的理由和道理。
I want to share with you a true story to illustrate the importance of baptism. And this story happened to me. It began about 10 or 12 days ago.
所以我要跟你们分享一个故事，就是讲到一个受洗的事情，是我特别自己经历的，也就是大概十天前的样子。
One of my best friends, I'm going to call him Larry, asked me to come with him to his nephew Jack's home.
所以他我的一个最好的朋友之一我就先叫他叫 Larry, 他叫 Larry 哈。那天他又喊我到他的一个。侄子哈是侄的叫 Jack 的家里去。
His nephew Jack was in his 50s.
他的侄子的话是已经在50岁左右。
And he had ruined his life.
因为他的生活可以说是一塌很糟糕了。
He had abused alcohol and cigarettes.
因为他酗酒，然后呢也抽烟。
He had abused his marriages, and they all ended in divorce.
所以他的婚姻也是常常的离婚。
And for other reasons, he was sent to prison.
还有其他的原因，他被送到监狱里面去。
He said to me as I listened to, "I have ruined my life, but just as I began to fix it, pay my bills, be kinder to people, I got cancer."
他说我实在是我糟蹋了我自己这一生。但是当我正在重新站起来的时候，在开始工作，然后也负债的时候，我这个时候身上已经有了癌症。
And the cancer was in his body, and he did not know it until the doctors checked him, and they saw the cancer was everywhere.
所以他自己虽然有了这个癌症，但他自己并不知道，直到医生检查出来的时候，他整个癌症已经是扩散了。
A surprise for which he wasn't ready.
所以特别惊奇的是，因为他还没有准备好。
They sent him home, and he showed me he had a bag of drugs, and he poured it out for me. And from those drugs was morphine and all oxycodone and all kinds of pills to help him in his comfort, because the doctors say you are going to die.
因为他在医院里面不能治疗了，所以医生把他送回家。跟着他一起回家的时候，他也给我看到他带回来一大包都是一些药物，是帮他止痛镇静的药物，因为医生已经跟他说他没有办法治了，他就要死了。
So Jack called his uncle, my friend Larry, and he said, "Come see me, I am dying."
所以他这个 Jack 呢，他就去找他的叔叔说， 我正在死了，我就要死了。
And Larry understood this man was perched on the cliff, ready for help.
所以啊，他叔叔完全知道啊，这位啊，他的侄儿正是可以说站在这个悬崖上面，就要掉到这个阴间里面去的时候。
What should you say to a person who is in danger of leaving this life and has no forgiveness of sin? What do you say to them? You don't say have a good day.
所以，当你啊像这样的人说啊，会说什么样的话呢？特别是当他要离开这世界，但是他的罪还没有得赦免的时候，你不可以跟他说。还有个，你好好的走吧，你好好的去吧，冯德生。
So my friend, as a born again Christian, brought the clear gospel to him.
所以我的朋友把清晰的福音带来给他。
Christ died for your sins according to the scriptures.
因为主耶稣他为你的为你的罪而死。跟就像写在这个圣经上面一样。
He was crucified, died, and was buried according to the scriptures.
他被钉在十字架上面，而且被埋葬了，正是像圣经上面所说的一样。
And because Jesus has the keys to death and hell, he rose again. His Father resurrected him again from the dead.
所以耶稣他虽然被埋葬了，但是父神又叫他从死里复活。这就是我们复活节的这个好的消息。
And Jack heard the gospel and he believed the words.
所以这个 Jack 他听见了这个福音，他相信这个话。
Forgiven and at peace.With Christ for the first time in his entire 50-year life,
在他这整个这个五十年的这一生里面，他的罪得到了赦免。
He felt something was missing.
他感觉到什么东西好像在里面有有一些失去的。
What was missing was water baptism.
所以他感觉到好像还有一件什么没有的话，就是那个要受洗。
He was taught and knew it's not water baptism that is going to save you, that has saved you. It is belief in Christ by faith alone.
所以他是知道并不是说这个受洗会拯救他，乃是他已经他的信是真正的拯救了他。
And so, my friend Assie, would you come?And would you come and baptize this man into Christ by water baptism?
所以我的朋友就问我说，你能不能来，你给他施洗。
It's just water.
所以就是这个水，就是这瓶水。
It's not holy water.
这个水倒并不是什么圣水。
It's just water.
就是一个很普通的水。
It's a symbol that Jack has received Christ and he wants to say to his family and his nephews and his loved ones, I believe in Christ. This baptism, this water that Lao An is going to do for me will be the last step in my obedience.
所以 Jack 就知道这个就是这个他要受这个洗，就是这个水他要向众人在众人面前做见证，他愿意来相信神，而且来顺服神。
And Jesus sent them out two by two.To the places where he was about to go.
So, sorry again.
He sent us out two by two.
当耶稣两个两个打发的人出去的时候。
So my friend and I baptized him with water in the name of the Father and of the Son, his new Savior, and of the Holy Spirit.
所以我也是我们两个人，我和朋友两个人一起给他施洗做见证。
And you could see the peace of God.On his face.
所以你可以看见他在他脸上能有神所赐给他的平安。
You could feel the peace of God ascending on his living room.
所以你可以看见神的平安已经整个充满了他这个房间。
You could see the peace of God on his wife's face.
你也可以看见他 父神所赐的平安在他的妻子身上可以看见。
So we prayed together, we had a few some things to eat, and then we said farewell.
所以我们在这里一起祷告，然后我们也一起彼此一些交通，然后我们吃一些点心，然后我们就说再见。
In 8 days, at 4:21 p.m., Jack died of cancer.
所以八天以后4:21下午他Jack 他就过世了，是因着癌症过世了。
But his hunger for a savior and his hunger to be water baptized had been finished.
所以他渴求的被拯救，也有渴求的要受洗，已经使他完完全全的就是进入了安息。
He said to us, I am afraid of dying before he was baptized.
因为在他被受洗之前被得救之前，他自己说他很害怕要死。
And after he received the Lord by faith and was water baptized, his wife said he was not afraid again and he could sleep.
当他接受主耶稣的时候接受这个被救的时候，包括在受洗之后，他的妻子就说他心里面不再恐惧了。
I will go to his memorial service next Tuesday evening.
所以我会下个星期二晚上会去他的追思礼拜。
We will put his body in the ground with respect.In his coffin.
我们会在这里埋葬了他，然后向他致敬。
And brother, I sat, he was this close to me, and I said to him, your new Savior, Jesus, is coming for you. He promised it in John 14:1 and following. He's coming for you. You are not alone.
所以在这里我跟他坐的就是那么的近，就跟他讲主耶稣基督就是来，他要来接你，就像约翰福音里面所说的那样，你不再孤单了，他会来伴随着你。
And he knew beyond the visitors who would come to say goodbye to him that there was going to come the visitor of eternity. Jesus was going to come to him in his home. Actually he died in the hospital. They took him back hoping that they could revive him.That Jesus was going to come wherever he was, find him and take him with him to be not in this beautiful place that God has prepared for Jack, but to be with him, with Jesus forever.
所以他Jack 后来他又回到医院希望医院可能好像还可以有点治疗，但是他后来还是在医院去世。知道，但是跟他一直在讲他知道是主耶稣来接他。不是说光接到他到一个很美丽的地方，乃是接到他去与主耶稣同在。
And so we are rejoicing that there is a new brother in Christ who ruined his life on earth until he said, Yes, Lord, save me from my sins.
所以我们特别的为这位弟兄50年可以说使他的一生这么样的糟蹋了这一生，最后他说是的主啊，我接受你为我的救主而感到喜乐和喜悦。
Does that remind you of the two thieves on the cross?
这个是不是会让你想起好像有两个强盗同样钉在十字架上一样。
Don't ever judge people's motives when they receive Christ. To Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
所以其中有一个说，他主啊，你纪念我当在你的国度里面纪念我。
And Jesus said, This day you shall be with me in paradise forever.
所以耶稣就对他说，你今晚就会与我在乐园里。
And so we celebrate the best decision of his life.
所以我们在这里庆祝，真是这个 Jack 他的最好的一个做出的决定。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know you. I know some of you, but I don't know you. In the new year and in the days ahead.
所以弟兄姐妹，我虽然知道你们当中一些人，但我不完全都认识。但是我们在庆祝新年的时候，
You must be very clear of your relationship with Jesus Christ.
所以你一定要非常清楚你和主耶稣之间的关系。
If you are not clear whether he is Savior or not, I pray you'll be clear with him because that will be, if you haven't made that will be the most important decision you will ever make in your lifetime.
所以，如果你还不是很清楚他是不是主耶稣，是不是你的救主的时候，我就会为你祷告，希望你能够真是很清楚的认识，主耶稣是你的救主，因为到最后的时候，日子要来临的时候，这是一个非常非常重要的一个决定。
The Bible says Romans 14:12 and other passages, everyone of every person who has ever lived will give an account of his life to God.
因为在罗马书里面讲到十二章十四节里面讲到，不管在地上所有活的人，到那个时候都要在审判台前来交账。
And if you are foolish, you will take your chances with another plan, how good you were, or how kind you were, or whatever your plan is, and that plan, brothers and sisters, will fail.
如果你还有点愚拙的心的话，觉得我到那一天的时候，我可以把我好的工作或者一些做的一些好的事情能够呈现出来交账的话，你那个时候一定会失败。
When we face the Lord on awards day or judgment day, if you like,
当我们那时候面对主他的审判台，或者说他要给奖赏的台前的时候
，When I face the Lord on judgment day.
我到那天大审判的日子，我面对主的时候
，My wife will not be with me。
我那个时候，我的妻子她不会和我在一起。
I cannot blame her。
我那时候不能再把所有的事情都赖在她的身上。
My sons will not be with me。
那个时候，我的儿子也不会跟我在一起。
I can't blame them。
我也不能抱怨他们。
My six grandchildren will not be standing with me when I give an account for my life。
我的六个孙辈的孩子们也不会在我当时也不会在我在一起，我也不能把任何的事情推到他们的身上。
I will see Christ face to face.
那个时候我就会自己单独的面对面与主面对面。
I don't know what he's going to ask or say.
我不知道他那天会说什么或者会问什么。
But if he asks,Why should I have you with me forever?
他如果问我的话，为什么我要与你一直同在呢？到永远呢
？I will say courteously.
我会这样非常有礼貌的这样说。
You left heaven to come and forgive my sins, and I believe that.
所以我会这样说：你从天上来到地上，是为了我的罪，你赦免了我的罪。
You have forgiven my sins, and I have received that gift.
所以你赦免了我的罪，我也接受了这样的礼物。
Your blood on the cross, that's the main reason why you should receive, why you can receive it.
所以是因着你的宝血，在十字架上宝血，就因着这个，我愿意和你同在。
Brothers and sisters, in the new year, 22 days from now, if you're going to wait that long,
弟兄姐妹们，我们还有22天就要到新的一年的开始。
Make it your goal to clarify your relationship with Christ.
是将你和主耶稣基督的关系作为你一个真正的一个目标。
If you are mama hu hu,
如果你只是马马虎虎的话
，you will lose.
你会失去。
Hot or cold.
不管是热还是冷
，But Jesus wants hot.
因为但是耶稣他是要我们火热。
He wants you all in to following him.
他我们要我们大家每一个人都来跟随他。
He wants you to leave the distractions and the obstacles and the spirit and the temptation. He wants you to leave those in connection with the Spirit of God and to come with him and follow him.
耶稣要我们离开那些所有的搅扰干扰，还有一些难处困难难处，还有一些试探他要我们专心的来跟随他。
And as Jesus leaves and follows, the Lord, his heavenly Father speaks from heaven with the voice that gives his approval and his love.
当耶稣离开天来到地上，然后的跟随。跟随父神，然后父神在这里就有话说，这是我的爱子。
And it is extremely important to make up your mind, are you following Jesus really following him, or are you playing in following?
所以如果你要定义要来跟随主的话，这个是非常非常重要。如果还有点三心二意的话，啊，就你就要特别注意。
And the voice from heaven not only approved of the baptism, but it said essentially, this Jesus who doesn't need to be water baptized like Jack did, this Jesus is my beloved son, and I love him.
所以从天上来的声音在这里说，并不啊说耶稣他并不需要受这个洗，但是他这样做了，他是这是我所爱啊我所最爱的啊爱子。
Brothers and sisters, how many of you saw parts of the memorial service for our 41st president, United States president, President George H.W. Bush? How many of you saw?
大概有多少人看到啊我们刚刚过去的啊第四十一届总统的葬礼
？I have two memorial services saved on my TiVo set, and the first one is Billy Graham's memorial service.
所以我有保存了两个这个啊葬礼的这个。这录像啊，第一个就是啊，Billy Graham。
And the second was President Bush。
啊，第二个就是这个啊，总统布什总统。
Clearly, a believer in Christ。
因为他是很清楚，他是一个啊相信神的人。
And if you heard the last words, the last conversation between him, the president, and his son, the 43rd president, it went like this.
如果你听到他们啊讲话的录音，就是两个总统之间，一个是第四十一届总统，第二个是他的儿子四十三届总统，他们之间的对话的时候
，The people in the room where President Bush was going to die realized he didn't have long, so they called his son who was in Houston. They said, "Your dad has just a few minutes left before he dies."
所以当布什总统知道他快要啊过世的时候。在他的房间里，他就给他的儿子在德州的儿子打电话，告诉他他们告诉他没有几分钟了。
And the son said to his father on the phone, "Dad, basically you are a wonderful father, and I love you."
因为他的儿子在电话里面跟他父亲这样说，他说你是非常非常好的一位父亲，我爱你。
And the dad heard that, and he said to his son, "The last words." That he ever spoke on earth, I love you too.
所以他父亲啊，也就是布什总统，他也在电话里面，也就说了他的最后的一句话，我也爱你。
The power of saying and meaning I love you cannot be measured.
所以这个啊话说我爱你这句话是没有办法从啊。从任何东西来好像来衡量能够来测度
As a father, as a dad of two sons, I am slowly learning to say to my sons, I love you.
作为两个儿子的父亲，我也在慢慢的学习在跟他们说我爱你。
And I trust they not only hear the words but believe them and that someday they can speakthose words to their children.
所以我相信他们在这里不只是听到，而且是他们将来他们也会说这样的话啊，对他们的孩子。
So my question is for those dads here, what kind of a dad are you becoming? And what kind of words will you be speaking to your child or children?
所以在这里我们对特别对在座的做父亲的来说你们是什么样的父亲呢？你们对你们的孩子说什么样的话呢
？I hope you won't say, "How come you got a B on your last report?"
所以我希望你们不是说你们怎么啊、在你成绩单上你怎么会得到 B 的呢
？And I trust that you will be able to get past those kinds of things that seem important in society, but ultimately.Are not that important.
So, 我希望你们都已经啊是完全的啊境界，完全超过这些，好像我们在世上所看重的东西啊，实际上在永生里面是一点都不重要。
And moms and grandmoms, what kinds of words do you choose to speak, especially in this coming year,
to your loved one? What will those words be?
所以做母亲的或者是做祖母的你们会在新年的里面会用选用什么样的话语来说呢？
The words we finally choose to utter will either emerge as poison and scar people, or they will emerge as blessings and comfort people.
因为话语，我们的话语里面要不然是带着这个有点毒气或者会伤害人的，另外一个就是你是出来是祝福的话语。
I have very good news for you at this point of the message.
所以我在这时有个非常的好消息跟你们讲。
I bit off too big a chunk here. I have too many verses.
所以我在这里已经可以说完成了大部分了。我实际上我要讲到很长。
So I'm getting ready to close.
所以我要准备好要开始结束了。
I'm going to save that other portion.About the temptations in the wilderness, if the Lord takes me there again in the new year, and if I'm here in the new year, then we'll take that up. But, the leadership of this tremendous church has already invited me 3 times next year, and they've had me pick dates and they gave me choices. I want to go on record as saying, no leader in this church.Has ever called me up and told me what to preach on?
所以我在下面我要讲的就是关于讲到在这个试探里面，特别是在这个旷野试探。如果主还留我到明年的时候，我也要会面对到各种各样的试探，所以要做好准备。我特别感谢这个教会的带领的常常已经邀请我明年继续来在这里讲到，他们从来没有告诉我说你当说什么样的信息。
We're not supposed to have favorites, right?
我们希望我们不会是有各种方面的倾向，有倾向性的，或者是有倾向性的选择，或者是。
But I'll tell you, this is my favorite Chinese church to come to.
但是我告诉你，这个确确实实我最最喜欢的。讲华语的教会。
I love to come here.
我非常爱到这里。
I love to preach here.
我真是很高兴，很愿意在这里做正道。
But no leader has ever told me what I should preach.
没有这教会的带领跟他说你必须要讲什么讲什么。
So several years ago, I asked, I think the best question of all.
所以几年前我曾经问过，我认为是最最好的问题。
I said, Lord, what message do you want me to deliver to ECC?
所以我都是曾经问主，他说什么样的信息你要我在 ECCC 这个教会里面来传讲。
And when I asked that question, he heard me.
当我问他这个问题的时候，主听见了我。
And he might have said, finally you're asking.
所以我听见他说哦，你总算来问我了。
And when he made it clear what he wanted the message to be, he would give me the text and he would help me outline.
所以当他告诉我要什么要讲的时候，他会帮助我做大纲和整个的信息的准备。
And Xiaolin translates my outline.
所以小林帮助我把它翻成中文。
And whoever my translator is, usually has a pretty good idea where I'm going.
所以不管是哪一个做翻译，也非常能够清晰的知道他这篇信息所要讲的。
It is the most scientific and aligned message I preach.
所以我在这里讲的是完全是可以说非常一个科学系统性的信息。
It's a great joy to come.
我来到这里是非常的喜乐。
And my translator is always like.The sacrificial lamb.
我的翻译常常是会一个替罪羔羊。
He thinks he knows where I'm going because I've told him, but that doesn't mean I'm going there.
因为他虽然可以常常知道可能我朝这方面讲，但有的时候会常有一些变化。
This is a brave and courageous servant.
这个是一个非常勇敢的一个仆人。
I love it because you don't see Bu Hao Isa on his face.
所以我也非常喜悦，因为好像脸上没有看到不好意思。
It's not about him being embarrassed. He wants to deliver the mail with me.
因为啊，并不是因为他个人，这是完全在这里要将神的话啊释放出来。
And therefore Jesus sends us out two by two.
所以这就是为什么主耶稣要打发人去的时候，总是两个两个的差遣出去。
So brothers and sisters, as you approach your year, there may be a couple of ideas that can help you.
所以当弟兄姐妹们，当你们快要进入新的一年的时候，我们这里有好几条可能可以帮助你。
If you have not made clear your relationship with Christ, please do so. It is your most important decision that will haunt you or bless you for the rest of eternity.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你们当中还没有和耶稣的关系还没有那么清晰的时候，我在这里真是劝你啊，赶紧的啊做出决定，因为这是将来一个无论是一个决定啊，会不但不是要不是伤害你的话。就是会给你很大的祝福的决定。
And if you have believed the Lord and you want to say it publicly, then consider water baptism and consider approaching the leaders of the church if you are ready for water baptism that will say, I am a Christian, I am following Christ, I'm all in.
如果你已经是相信主耶稣基督，那你我在这里劝你就赶紧的和这个教会联系来尽早的受洗向众人在众人的和神的面前做见证。
And the passage I would have preached on about the temptation in the wilderness, I want to alert us again, in the new days ahead, we will be tempted.
我在这里特别讲到受洗完了以后，这里要讲到的这个试探，因为在新的一年里面，我们一定会遇到许多的试探。
Have you learned that Satan studies your habit patterns and watches to watch when you are vulnerable for his ambushes? Have you learned that?
所以你知道不知道，实际上撒旦他在注视着你，看你有一些弱点的地方，他可以来趁机能够进来。
After Jesus beat him and defeated him three times.Via the word of God, it said that Satan departed and waited for a more opportune time. He was going to wait for another chance to ambush Jesus.
所以当这个耶稣抵挡了这个撒旦的这个又试探三次哈，用神的话语三次的时候，实际上这个撒旦还在继续在等待他的机会，要来在这里来伤害来阻止。这个耶稣基督。
And Jesus reached for his Father's will by letting the Holy Spirit lead him into the desert, into wilderness, to face Satan.
So, 主耶稣他真是靠着父神，让圣灵来带领他进入试探。
Don't waste your time learning things you don't need to learn.
所以你不要花这种时间在话上面，你不需要。去知道了这些事情上面。
Learn about your spiritual gifts this coming year.
因为在这个新的一年里面，真是要能够清楚明白，知道神所赐给你的恩赐圣灵所赐给你的恩赐。
And learn about spiritual warfare, because the enemy is looking for you.
因为真是知道学习这个属灵的装备属灵的征战，因为这是敌人所要进攻的地方。
Jesus.Never worked alone.
因为耶稣主耶稣他从来不是单独的在做工。
He worked with his Father.
因为他是与在天上的父神一同。
He worked with the Holy Spirit, keeping in step, being led by the Holy Spirit into temptations.
他也和圣灵一起的同工能够带领引导他那个抵挡一切的诱惑。
He worked with other believe. He worked with others. He worked with formed teams. He trained them. He did not work alone.
所以他也告诉他的在地上的他的团队告诉他，他不是单独的一个人。
Be very careful if you are a lone ranger.
如果你特别注意，当你是一个人的时候，做一个勇士的时候。
Someone said even the lone ranger had Tonto, his friend, his Indian friend.Even the Lone Ranger had a worker with him.
所以单独的一个就是一个森林警察的话，他单独的时候，他也会有有人有伴随他一起。
And brothers and sisters, the last encouragement from me for this is coming from Revelation, and sometime I'll read that.
Revelation chapter 2.
所以我最后给你们的一些勉励的词是从圣经启示录。
In John's report to the church of Ephesus.
当这个约翰给这个以弗所这个教会的书信的时候，
Jesus says and he names all the good things that the Ephesian church did.
所以耶稣他已经举例了一些以弗所教会他们的一些的好的行为。
Here's the warning that Jesus said to the church in Ephesus.
但是这里有一个耶稣给他们一个警告。
But I have this against you.
但是我有一件事反对你。
You have left your first love.
因为你离开了你起初的爱，丢弃了你起初的爱。
Jesus was once the first love. Of the Ephesian church.
因为在这里主耶稣的爱就是曾经是以弗所教会的他们的爱。
And somehow individuals had begun to lose the love of the Lord as their first love.
但是不知道什么时候开始了一些教会当中的一些个别的人开始他慢慢离开了丢弃了这个起初的爱。
Maybe they were很忙 they were too busy.
也许他们可能是因为很忙碌他们好像慢慢的就这个对主耶稣的爱就越来越冷淡了。
Whatever reasons they left Jesus for other loves.
但不管什么原因他们总是离开了耶稣的爱他们去寻求其他的。
If you've ever seen a marriage where the spouses or one of them has lost their love for the other,You know what I'm talking about.
所以你们夫妻的话，如果知道，如果其中夫妻里面有一方，他们中间没有爱的时候，你就知道我在这里所讲的是什么。
Brothers and sisters, what would Jesus say about this church?
他们弟兄姐妹们，你们知道主耶稣怎么说这个教会呢？
我不知道 ，I don't know.
我不知道。
But I do know this.
但我确实知道。
He's warning each one of us, do not lose.
因为他是在警告我们每一个人不要我们丢弃那个起初的爱就爱主耶稣的爱。
You leave your first love, you leave me, you leave everything.
如果你丢弃了起初的爱的话你实际上就丢弃了一切。
What should it profit a person if he gained the whole world and all the trappings and the money and the resumes and all that? What would it profit you if he gained all that stuff and lose your soul?
如果你赚得了全世界，但是你丢弃了你的生命，这对你有什么益处呢
？Brothers and sisters, I wish you a melikalikimaka.
夏威夷话 ，OK， 弟兄姐妹们，真是祝你们这个圣诞节快乐
And haole makahikiho, Happy New Year.
然后呢，就新年新年快乐。
And I trust that you will be clear in who you leave, what you leave, and what you follow, who you follow, and what you reach out for. Finish it for me. Show me again.
我希望你们都非常清楚我们离开什么，然后我们跟随什么，然后我们再要达到。
May you reach out to the Lord in special ways this year. Let me pronounce the benediction.Now and bless us, and then we'll be done.
下面我们来一个祝福的祷告，然后我们就结束。
Good. Bow with me, please.
我们一起来低头。
Because God is our refuge and our strength.
因为你实在我们的神实在是我们的避难所，我们的山寨。
Because God is a very present help in trouble.
因为你实在是在我们困难时候随时的帮助。
Therefore, we will not.Fear.
我们不再惧怕。
May you go forth with faith in Christ.
让我们能够在主耶稣里面有坚定的信心。
May you go forth being led by the Holy Spirit's footsteps.
让我们真是随着圣灵的引导，让我们前行。
And may you be quiet enough in your life.
真是在我们的生活当中能够非常的平静。
To hear God's voice.
能够听见神的话。
And when you are sure it's God's voice,
当我们知道这是神的声音的时候，
May you like Jesus, obey it.
我们会像耶稣一样，我们来遵守，顺服他。
In Jesus' name, we commit this request to you, Father.
我们在天上的父，我们是奉耶稣的名，我们在这里，有我们的承诺。
Amen.
Amen. 我们祷告。